The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa visits Purdue on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know, first of all, just looking back, it was, you know, a tough weekend for our team. Lost to a very good Penn State football team in a tough environment. So, you know, it was disappointing, certainly, and you know, all that being said, like every game, come in, look at the film on Sunday, hopefully learn from it, and we've flipped the page and have to do that because we travel on the road again. Another tough environment against a very, very well-coached and you know, good Purdue football team. So, yeah, another big challenge for our team. Hopefully we have a great week of preparation and go out and play, you know, our best football this Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow on 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm good, Sam. How about you?
Good. Thank you, Brad. With you guys relatively control your own destiny heading into November. I know there's probably some tiebreaker issues, but for the most part, if you guys win out, you're going to have a really good shot at winning your division. How encouraging is that? And then secondarily, when you kind of prep your team throughout the season, I assume you hope that they peak in November. What's important about winning Big Ten football games as you go into the final month of the season?
Well, that's one key point is, you know, we play conference games in November, pure conference games. So that's certainly important. I think that's true for most of the league, not 100%, but pretty close to that. And then, you know, the rest of it is, you know, I think, you know, even though it is approaching November right now, this thing is all totally unpredictable. And I think, you know, every year in college football tends to be that way. This year is a really, you know, I think just there's plenty of examples why, you know, you better just keep your focus on what's in front of you. Because a lot of unpredictable things happen. And, you know, I got on the bus the other day, I guess when we got back here, and the Oregon-Arizona game was on. I don't know how many people picked that one, right, or the, you know, Oregon State game. You know, just two examples. I mean, go down 10 every week. You know, you never know what's going to happen. So none of us know how this is going to play out. And I think what we all need to do is, at least I know what we need to do, is focus on this game because we got our hands full playing Purdue.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Mitch Stacy, Associated Press.
Hey, Kirk. Monty Hooker was so good for you guys last year. He's even better this year. Can you talk about his improvement and what he means to your defense at this point?
Yeah, sure. He, you know, came in last year and really did a nice job. We've had a good feeling about him since he's, you know, obviously started recruiting him, but he wasn't highly recruited, but we just really liked him, liked his family. And when he showed up, pretty much everything he's done has been good. You know, you always are teaching along the way, obviously, but he's got a great attitude. He really likes football. He's got a good football mentality and personality. And then on top of that, he's just a really, you know, he's a good young man, a good teammate, and brings an energy to the field besides being a good player. And, you know, so that's really valuable because he's a guy that our players look to and they respect him for who he is, what kind of player he is. And, you know, it's all positive. So, you know, he's just done a very nice job for us.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.